Russia sees record surge in virus cases Monday, November 9, 2020 at 10:57 a.m. Russia sees record surge in virus cases. Russia registered a record number of new coronavirus infections on Monday, with cases in Moscow surpassing a previous high set in May. The Kremlin has so far ruled out putting back into place sweeping restrictions that were lifted earlier this year, despite weeks of rising cases in Russia. An official coronavirus tally on Monday said new infections reached 21,798, nearly doubling the country's first wave record in May. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov conceded that the steady growth in cases in Russia remained alarming, but noted that not all countries are in lockdown. Russia, the fifth worst-hit country in the world after the United States, India, Brazil, and France, has recorded a total of 1,796,132 infections. Unlike several European countries which have reimposed quarantine regimes after suffering spiraling infections, hospital admissions and deaths, Russia has yet to announce plans for sweeping antivirus measures. In Moscow, the epicenter of the outbreak, new infections reached 6,897 on Monday, surpassing the May record by more than 100. There were also 256 new deaths nationwide, bringing the total to 30,793. Russia has reported a much lower virus fatality rate compared to other badly hit countries, and Kremlin critics have accused the government of attempting to downplay the severity of the pandemic. The government recently announced an aid package worth 11 billion rubles, $138.6 million, for regions which have struggled to manage a rapid surge in cases. Copyright 2020 AFP. Citation: Russia sees record surge in virus cases, 2020, November 9th, retrieved the 9th of November 2020 from a https://medicalexpress.com/news/2020/11 Russia surge virus cases.html rel equals no follow greater than https://medicalexpress.com/news/2020/11 Russia surge virus cases.html/a. This document is subject to copyright. Apart from any fair dealing for the purpose of private study or research, no part may be reproduced without the written permission. The content is provided for information purposes only. Iran, China set to question U.S. over human rights record at UN. Geneva, the United States is facing its first review in 5 years at the UN's main human rights body, with the detentions of migrant children and the killings of unarmed black people during the Trump administration's tenure among issues high on minds. Foes from countries like Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Russia and China were among those seeking to question and scrutinize the United States as the Human Rights Council gave the U.S. its turn Monday in a regular examination of every UN member state's record on human rights known as the Universal Periodic Review. Nearly 120 countries lined up for slots to raise questions in the 3.5-hour session that follows up on an August report about the U.S. rights record over the past several years, and what steps U.S. authorities are taking to improve it. Get the Times of Israel's daily edition by email and never miss our top stories free sign up. U.S. Ambassador Andrew Brumberg said the strength of the U.S. democratic system is that it allows for continued scrutiny, advocacy and debate, which fuels progress and reform, and said we are willing to openly acknowledge our shortcomings. As we witness a time of unprecedented degradation of human rights by authoritarian governments around the world, it is more important than ever to stand up to defend human rights and fundamental freedoms, and we do so by demonstrating we welcome transparency and constructive criticism, Brumberg said in opening remarks. A sampling of some of the questions sent in advance suggested intensity scrutiny of the U.S. record on human rights. China asked how many migrant children had been detained and how many migrants had died in detention in the U.S. over the past 4 years. Iran asked if the U.S. will end its unlawful practice of imposing sanctions on other countries. The Syrian government asked what measures U.S. authorities had taken to end the occupation of its territory by U.S. forces. Does the United States plan to end military intervention in other countries and stop killing their civilians wantonly? Asked China's delegation. Envoys, most of them beaming into the Geneva session via video conference because of the COVID-19 pandemic, were to be granted less than a minute to air their questions and comments, while an array of US officials were on hand in person and virtually to take part. The United States last came up for its turn for such a review in 2015. The Trump administration pulled the United States out of the Human Rights Council 2 years ago, accusing it of an anti-Israel bias and of being too accepting of autocratic regimes that regularly abuse human rights as members. Russia's football team captain pulled from matches after masturbation video scandal. The captain of Russia's national football team Artyom Dzyuba has been excluded from the squad's training camp and 3 upcoming international fixtures after a private video appearing to show him masturbating went viral. The team said Sunday it would not call up Dzyuba for November matches against Moldova, Turkey and Serbia to protect the team and the player from unnecessary negativity and stress. "We've always emphasized that everyone must meet the level and status of a national team player on and off the field," manager Stanislav Shershev said on the national team's Twitter account. Shershev declined to comment further on the leaked video, saying the controversy surrounding has nothing to do with the Russian national team from the viewpoint of sports. FC Zenit St. Petersburg, where Dzyuba is a striker, added that a person's private life should not become public property and a matter of discussion. Dzyuba, 32, took to Instagram after Zenit's victory over FC Krasnodar late Sunday to apologize to fans and thank supporters. "Like any other person, I'm not ideal, I make mistakes. We're all sinners," he said. "I can only blame myself." Dzyuba has since made his Instagram account private. Russian public figures, including celebrity Ksenia Sobchak, came to Dzyuba's defense and condemned the leak. Reuters reported that the private video was not suggestive of any controversial behavior and it was not clear how it was leaked. The Barza Telegram channel, which is reported to have links to Russia's security services, wrote that Dzyuba's phone was allegedly hacked several weeks ago. Window on Eurasia, new series, East-West conflicts in Arctic and Antarctic deeply intertwined, Moscow analysts say by Paul Goebel, no reply at blogger.com. Paul Goebel. Staunton, November 7, the United States has signaled that it intends to challenge Russian dominance in the Arctic by expanding its fleet of icebreakers, but that will take time. In the interim, Moscow analysts say, Washington is testing policies in the Antarctic that it may seek to employ in the Arctic to weaken Russia's position. "Russia is in a far weaker position in the Antarctic than in Arctic, but it has both international law and, in most cases, China on its side, resources that Moscow analysts believe may keep the West in check, but that point to heightened tensions around both poles in the near future," spresser.ru/politics/article/279515/. "But there is one critical difference between the Arctic and the Antarctic," they say. "The contest over the Arctic is primarily about natural resources located in the ground beneath the sea, while that which is emerging in the Antarctic is not about those, which in any case are rare and difficult to access. Instead, the conflict around the southern pole is about fishing. That gives the US a real advantage because many countries are interested in expanding their access to this food source, and they are thus prepared to listen to Washington about the need to restrict any expansion in Russian activity there. China isn't willing to do that, and its resistance is an important resource for Moscow." Moscow analysts like Andrei Korshkin of the Russian Economics University make 3 points. First, the US is actively pursuing a redivision of spheres of influence and is working first of all to do so near where it is strong in order to prepare to extend them into places where it is weaker. Hence, it is focusing on the Antarctic. Second, according to him, the US at least under Trump has shown itself remarkably contemptuous of the international agreements that had restricted international competition over Antarctica and kept it a zone of scientific research by excluding most economic and all military activities there. That approach, he suggests, is likely to continue. And third, while Antarctica is far from Russia, Moscow should be attending to what is going on there because the West is using it as a testing ground for the tactics it will adopt in the Arctic, where Russia is in a much stronger position. If the West succeeds in the South, it will quickly move to do the same thing in the North. That threat, Kaushin argues, means that Moscow must work closely with China to oppose the US and the West more generally in the Antarctic because in his view, the West has a common policy for both polar regions, and in both cases, it has more to do with opposing Russia than will expanding economic activity. Window on Eurasia, new series. Video news. Azerbaijan said Sunday its forces had captured the key town of Shusha from Armenian separatists in Nagorno-Karabakh, but Armenia insisted that fighting for the strategically vital area was ongoing. France 24's foreign affairs editor Robert Parsons says if, as seems likely, Shusha has fallen, Azerbaijan will gain an immense advantage. Situated 1,800 meters above the Nagorno-Karabakh capital of Stepanakert, the town is a perfect vantage point from which to control the valley and plains below. Subscribe to France 24 now, http://f24.my/youtubein. France 24 live news stream, all the latest news 24/7 http://f24.my/itlivin. Visit our website, http://www.